You're listening to the National Student Radio Conference Podcast.
Do you really need a producer when you're presenting? Well, BBC Six Music's Kate Cocker was speaking to Daryl Morris, Christian Williams and Jacob Rickard about this point, and they went on to discuss whether having a producer actually changes the ideas that you put forward. I spoke to Daryl and Christian about the ideas that they've done on commercial radio.
Can I say one that I did on student radio? Because that was great. We set up a webcam that looked at a telephone box outside of the studio, and then we kept phoning the telephone box basically until someone picked it up. So you'd get the reaction on the webcam and you'd also get the reaction on air. I mean, they did swear profusely on air, but hey, it was student radio and we managed to just about get away with it. But it was hilarious, absolutely hilarious. And I don't quite know how I'm going to bring that to commercial radio, but I've still got it in my pocket to possibly bring back one day.
So you haven't actually, you know, approached Dick yet to ask him to do that?
No, I think I know what the response would be as well, so I think I might just leave that one.
But how would you say people could go about taking ideas which work brilliantly on student radio and put them into commercial? Because you just said that one kind of might cause a few issues. Yeah, how have you done it otherwise?
Well, I think, as I said in the talk, like, I think a lot of people, when they get the job in commercial radio, they go, oh, we've got to be so safe, got to be really, really safe. You don't have to be that safe. I mean, there are guidelines there, and it's always good just to kind of run through the Ofcom rules if you've got, I don't know, a week, because it is quite big. But you can be quite, you know, creative, and I think people forget that that you can be that creative on commercial radio and get away great ideas. I think, you know, if you've done something fantastic on student radio that you think that will never work, go to your boss and say, look, I did this fantastic idea on student radio, it worked really well. How could I adapt this to work for our station? And they'll turn around and give you, you know, great feedback. That's what they're there for. They're there to make the output of the station sound great. And if you can come along with a good idea and tweak it to make it sound good for that station, then, yeah, you know, I think there's a lot of creativity to be had in commercial radio that some people don't realise.
Dale, what would you say your best idea so far has been?
That's a really difficult question. That's a really tough question. And we've got something coming up that we're going to hopefully do, where I go and try and break America.
Oh, is this an exclusive?
Oh, this is an exclusive.
Oh, yeah.
This
oh,
is an exclusive.
Really?
Yeah,
exclusive,
yeah, yeah,
from Darryl.
Yeah. And so we're going to... I'm basically I'm going on holiday to America at the end of May. And so we're going to set a few things up where there's a lot of UK artists who've broken America now. So we're going to get a couple of them on the show. And I'm going to go out there and have an interview at a radio station and do a gig at Madison Square Garden, which is going to be like me busking out somewhere to play. And so hopefully that'll be amazing. Hopefully it'll look big and sound big and be big and like they've flown him all the way to America.
You're trying to be the Saturdays.
Exactly.
Going, yeah,
that's
I can
exactly
see
what
it
is. Yeah. Yeah, but it's not. But it's a holiday for me, you know. So it's not going to cost a radio station anything. It's going to be I'm going to be self-producing it. So preempting it being good, if it comes off, then hopefully that'll sound quite good. Hopefully that'll be big.
There we go. It shows that some of the ideas you could be doing right now on student radio are commercial radio worthy.
The National Student Radio Conference 2013.